From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Four of the 12 boys trapped with their soccer coach in a cave in northern Thailand were rescued on Sunday. They were taken out of the cave where they'd been trapped for more than 2 weeks. Associated Press correspondent Grant Peck reports.
The first sign that there was some evacuation was the sight of some ambulances leaving the cave area, which was part of the plan, of course, to take the boys to hospital. But there was no official announcement at first. Thai media, however, started reporting that two and then four boys had come out of the cave and were the ones who were on the way to hospital.
It could take a day or two more before all of the boys are extricated from the cave. They and their coach disappeared after venturing into the cave June 23rd. Their 25-year-old soccer coach has written letters to the parents thanking them for support and apologizing to them. Rescue workers late Sunday continued searching for victims of mudslides triggered by 3 days of torrential rainfall that have killed at least 80 people in southwestern Japan. More than 50 people remain missing as heavy downpours pound western and central Japan. Officials said more than 26 centimeters of rain fell within 3 hours in Kochi Prefecture, the highest since such record-keeping began in 1976. More than 1.3 million people have been ordered to leave their homes. Another 3.1 million were told to be ready to leave if necessary. Haiti's government has suspended sharp fuel increases this weekend after widespread violence broke out in the capital and elsewhere. The increases followed an agreement with the IMF to stop subsidizing energy prices. This is VOA News. Turkey.